are. We're looking out the back door at that big empty lot we were talking about before the break. And as we're getting to that,
I know the answer to your question. We don't even need him.
Oh, there you go.
Well, this is called a hanger. We're going to keep you hanging on because we have a special quick announcement. We talked a little bit earlier about that Mother's Day giveaway by Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Darrell Olson. If you go to our Facebook fan page right now, the trivia question is there, and first five correct comments win.
Five gift certificates?
Five.
All for $100.
All for $100.
Five winners. Five
now,
winners.
You can't change your name and put the answer on there five times.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
No. So it's Facebook, the Rosie on the House Facebook fan page. Go there now. Back to our topic, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Blake Canvas, edible garden, urban farming. Dad's got an idea.
Well, I was being facetious. I'm very glad you're here because
thank
if
you.
You've ever listened to the show, you know I'm not a green thumb. I've got three I've got three garden tools, a flamethrower, a chainsaw, and a hula hoop.
Wow.
That's it, babe.
Okay, good. So, well, the hula hoop works.
So the plants at my house either thrive by themselves or they die. They go away. But I have found one plant that does very well at my house by just completely, almost totally ignoring it. And that's an artichoke plant.
Oh, nice.
I've tried to kill it, and I can't kill it. They make a good-looking hedge and plant.
They do.
And, boy, you just go over there, and I love artichokes. You just lop one of them babies off, and there's dinner.
Yeah, I was at a place last night giving a lecture, and this lady had them growing all over her backyard. You know, they're drought-tolerant.
Cool plant.
They are cool plants.
Okay.
Kind of look prehistoric.
They do. Let's go to that blank canvas. Romy painted the picture before the break of moving into a new house, a dirt backyard, a little bit of construction cleanup needs to be done.
Yeah.
Where on earth do you get started, and what's the most strategic number one tactic?
Perfect. So the first thing you need to do is get rid of all the waste that might be back there. If you have any paint, you know, you mentioned the paint in the back corner. You got to dig that up, get it out. Because those are toxins that that can significantly negatively impact, if not the plants, but the food coming off the plants. So that's the first thing you want to do.
Get the construction debris out if there's any left over.
Get rid of it. Absolutely. The next thing is I'm a lazy gardener and a lazy farmer, so I don't like to dig.
Okay.
So first and foremost, I say don't dig. In fact, the only time I dig at the urban farm now is if I'm digging out Bermuda grass or nut grass.
Okay.
The rest of the time, I'm building soil right on top. So we sell some products down at the nursery at Root Phoenix, but if you get some good compost, put it right on top and plant right in it.
Hmm.
You let the roots do the work.
Okay.
The roots, you know, the roots are tenacious, and that's I mentioned in my email to you, Romy, that I like weeds. Weeds.
You did, and I really need to. I got really excited when I saw that. Because I've got some for you.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. No, they're for you. The weeds are for you. I got plenty of my own. So here's the thing. There's five components to healthy soil. Hey, you have one of them. It's dirt.
Dirt. Okay.
Dirt is where the micronutrients are at. There's airspace, water, organic matter, so mulch and compost, and everything that's alive in the soil. Right? And our job as an urban farmer, an urban gardener, is to create healthy soil. And if you just have a blank canvas back there of dirt, right? That's only one of the five components. Right? Now, when weeds are growing out back, out front, out back, weeds are tenacious in how they dig. They, you know, their roots go deep. And often what I'll do with weeds is I cut off the top. I throw the tops to the chickens because they're highly nutrient dense.
Right? Okay.
And then I leave the roots in the ground because what happens?
They rot. Keeps growing.
No,
not if you cut the soil.
Not if you cut it off.
Not if you cut it off below the soil line with your hula hoop. Okay, and leave the roots in the ground. Those roots will.
You sure
rot.
They die? Because they come back every year at my house.
I know. That's coming back from seed.
Oh, okay.
That's coming back from seed. And what those roots do is they'll rot and they create airspace and space for the water to get in and space for organic material to get in. So it's actually part of the growing your garden process to have weeds grow in your garden. Okay. Often what
I'm good at that part.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I can now be called a master gardener right there.
Yay. Very good.
I got that down.
So, and the simplest way to start a garden is to put some organic material down, some, potting soil, some good compost, and plant right into it.
Now, we talk about, or you hear a lot about different things in the soil. Yeah. And I've seen that some nurseries, little probes you can stick in for pH testers.
Right.
Is that a worthwhile investment?
Yeah. So, you know, there's, you can have your soil tested. You know, you can spend a lot of money on testing it for everything under the sun, pH and calcium and all that kind of stuff. And I say just build good organic soil right on top of what you got. Let the roots do the work. And what happens is over time, things come into balance. You don't have to spend that money.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Every gardener has, at one point or another, has to battle wildlife. And that's what Jack in Surprise is working on this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Nice talking with you. I actually have two questions, if I may. I do have an unwanted guest who arrives about 5:30 a.m. every morning and decides that he's not only a woodpecker but a steelpecker or something because he raps on the guard of the chimney, and now he's attacking the side underneath the fascia.
Yep.
How do I get rid of this?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Now, go ahead and ask your second question.
Second question is, the home is about 12 years old. It's in a community of 55 and older, and particularly during the cold weather months, January, February, March, in the morning, between 5 and maybe 7, very loud popping noises, almost like a rifle going off.
What age is the house?
12 years.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know.
Hang tight. We're going to hit bottom of our news break, come back with both those answers and more on Urban Gardening.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.